benefits the hungry and the homeless of York County, as well as the Alfred Shaker Museum. Admission is free. There will be live music, arts and crafts, kids' activities, silent auctions, antique car rides, apple picking, book sales, a pig raffle, and more. More information is available by contacting Joan at 324-1137 extension 105. And remember, if you have an item of interest you would like to include in our community calendar, please visit our website at wscafm.org for guidelines and information. Then email us at calendar@wscafm.org. All right, here's what we're looking at for weather. It is sunny this afternoon. You may have noticed the high is 68. Tonight, it is partly cloudy, low at 56 degrees. Tomorrow, that is Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high creeping up to 80. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, there is a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Of course, you know that is a 70% chance of no thunderstorms. The low is 66. Wednesday, the 30% chance of thunderstorms continues throughout the day on Wednesday, but the high is 84, our hottest day this week. Wednesday night, again, a 30% chance of thunderstorms. The low is 68. Thursday, it creeps up to a 50% chance of thunderstorms. 50-50. It could go either way. The high is 81. Thursday night, 50-50 chance again of thunderstorms. And the low is 58 degrees. And then Friday, we're looking at a 40% chance, but it is only of light showers. So that is what we're looking at for weather this week. Programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and by the Music Hall, an American treasure for the arts. It's a Seacoast performing arts center that entertains 100,000 patrons annually on Chestnut Street in Portsmouth. Schedule and other information at themusichall.org. All right. I had a lovely Moira Kelly with me. Thank you so much for coming up. Sure. Just put the other one close to your face. Yeah, just put it right like you're going to eat it right on your mouth. And tell me where you're from. Where are you from originally?
Originally Connecticut, coast of Connecticut, Bridgeport.
Bridgeport.
Kind of a rough town.
Is it? Wow. Oh, yeah. I didn't know Connecticut had too many of those.
Oh, yeah.
And then
It's better now.
Yes. Worked itself out. And now are you based out of Gloucester now or all over?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Yeah. Right near the ocean, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool there.
Yeah. Do you find the ocean inspires your music sometimes?
Oh, yeah. And Bridgeport's on the ocean, too. Well, it's on the Sound, but yeah, definitely. There's so many nice coves over there and stuff. And, you know, it rivals almost Portsmouth.
Nothing can come all the way up.
That's right.
All right. So let's start off with, I hope I'm saying this right, but this is Astor McCree, right?
Yeah.
And this is an original that you wrote yourself.
No, this one's not the original. This one is that other one that I was doing before.
That was your original. Okay.
Yeah, and I didn't sing it.
This is a traditional.
I didn't sing it, but this is a traditional one, yeah. Okay. And it's very sad.
Oh, I can take it. Bring it on.
Okay.
This is Moira Kelly Live.
Astor McCree, when you're far away from the home that you'll soon be leaving, oh, there's many's the time by night and by day that your heart will be sorely grieving. Though the stranger's land may be bright and fair, and rich in its treasures, gold and, oh, you'll pine, I know, for the long, long ago,
and the love that is ever holding. A storm creeps in this stranger's land, there is plenty of weeping and wailing. Where gems adorn the great and the grand, there are faces with hunger paling. Though the road may be toilsome and hard to tread, and the lights of the cities may blind you, oh, turn us, Lord, to the eastern shore. And the dear love you left behind you. A storm creeps when the evening mist over mountain and valleys is falling. Oh, turn away from the throng and list, and maybe you'll hear me calling. For the sound of a voice that you'll surely miss, for somebody speedy returning. Oh, Akun, won't you come back soon to the heart's love that's ever burning?
Wow. This is Moira Kelly live singing a cappella. That is so impressive in this day of mixing, and I get these bands in and their album sounds good, but they need all kinds of mixers and equipment and cheating things this way and vibrations on their voice. Moira Kelly comes in, sits down, and this, she's just singing directly into a microphone. And this is what she sounds like on the sidewalk as well. This is her actual voice, and it's phenomenal. And you have, I don't know if this is a correct terminology, but tremolos, and you do these little tremors in your voice. And are you classically trained as a vocalist?
No. Grew up in a huge family, huge Irish family, 12 kids, 13 actually, one died. And we all used to sing. And, you know, I sang in chorus in school, in high school, and, you know, just sang in the house mostly.
Yeah, like after dinner and people would just
Well, when mostly there was 1,000 of us, you know, I mean, you know, there's 12 kids, we're all a year apart.
Yep.
So there was a lot of work to be done. So when we were working, you know, so that we wouldn't torture each other, I guess, you know. Just start singing something.
That's smart. That could cut down on some sibling fights out there.
Maybe. Unless they fight about the music.
Right. You're off key. How did you transition into the harp? Did you start on acoustic guitar and then kind of find your way to harp? Or
I heard it when I was four. Wow. On some TV program, and I told my dad, that's what I want to play. And he said, you're never going to play that thing. And, you know, having 12 kids and stuff, I guess he probably figured that it wouldn't be too cost effective to get it for me. So he kind of pushed me off about it. I kept asking him all the time. And then my brother had a guitar, and he was learning from an old nun who I realized later didn't even know how to play guitar. She knew how to play piano. So she used to get mad at me all the time. And I'd say, how do you hold this? How do you hold this guitar? And she's like, just look at the picture, you know? She got so mad at me. Oh, my God. And she'd like walk out of the room and stuff. You didn't practice, you know? And I was like saying to myself, oh, God, I hate this instrument. I don't hate it, but I mean, it wasn't the one I loved. And I couldn't, you know, at that time, like, you couldn't tell a nun, I want to play the harp, because, you know, it's like, you know, just play whatever you, you know, there's like no space for that kind of
You'll
stuff.
You'll like what you have. Yeah. You
know? And so, you know, finally I just kind of my father said, you know, you're not really practicing. You can't play. So I'd take his guitar once in a while. But then I got another guitar of my own from somebody that was getting rid of it. It was terrible action. The action was about 5 feet off of the neck, you know. I was always like, why does my arm hurt so bad? And my brothers and sisters would say, go play outside. Go play outside. We're sick of that song. And I'd be like, it's 4 degrees outside. And they'd be like, yeah, we know. So, like, you know, whatever. But anyway, so I was in college, and a friend said, hey, you can take one credit over at the other university. So I did. And that's what started me on the road.
Wow.
And my father died young. He died within 2 years of my finding harp. And I got to play for him before I died. Nice. Before he died, sorry. Nice. Before he died. Nice. And he loved it. Nice. He was surprised, too.
Yeah.
So it was very cool.
It is beautiful. It's beautiful and rare, you know, and it's just when you hear it, it just strikes you, you know. It really is.
Yeah.
Where did this harp that you're playing on now, where did it come from?
That came from Pat in Bar Harbor. And I still thank her to this day. And Pat, if you're listening, oh, my God, I can't thank you enough.
Does she build them herself?
Nope. Okay. She had a shop called, let's see, what's the name of it? Oh, man, I'm blanking on it. It's not there anymore either.
You're blanking on it probably because it's called, like, Pat's or something.
No, she was with another guy, and his last name was D-A-M-M, Dam.
Oh, okay.
And she and he used to run this most amazing shop with bagpipes and harps and like all kinds of psalteries and banjos and like everything, accordions. There was everything in there. Why isn't it coming to me? It was a fantastic shop. And they had an old xylophone out front with the like beaters tied to it. And you could walk by and just slam the xylophone as you were walking by because it was all wood. And it was just out there like all the time, summer, winter.
Yes.
And it was so cool to be able to just jam out on the xylophone thing.
That's the way to sell an instrument, is to have people play on it. I mean, you have to be able to get your hands in there.
Yeah.
All right. So let's jump into now this next song. Am I saying it's right? Lochte Boat Song?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a traditional song?
Scottish song. And Lochte, loch means lake.
Okay.
And Lochte is in the Lochte area of Scotland.
Great.
And I have not been there. I've been to Scotland, but not that part. But it's supposed to be a very beautiful, beautiful section. I think it's near Stirling anyway. But I got to switch my mics a little bit so that I can.
Sure. I'm going to put this mic right on your harp.
Okay. I got to do one vocal this way, or one somehow. Yeah, like, does the vocal have to get up tight?
The vocal, any of them can be your vocal. There's two can be involved too. Just put one on your harp, one on your face.
How can I get it in?
Use whichever one can get all the way to your face. I think
I'm going to turn then.
Okay. Maybe mic two on your face and then the lower ones on your own. All right. I forgot how to mic this harp. It's it's different. Okay. So this is a traditional Scottish song. It was handed down throughout the generations. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. We are live with Moira Kelly, and this is the Lochte Boat Song.
Thank you.
These are levers. This is a lever harp as opposed to a pedal harp, which is what the concert harps are.
Oh, yeah, and I think
key with the pedals.
The one other harpist I had, which was years ago, and it's kind of funny, I think I was telling you, but I found him as a blues harpist thinking that he was a harmonica player, because the slang blues harp usually means harmonica. And he came in, he was a 16-year-old high school boy with the giant harp, and he had the other kind. He had the foot pedal kind. Zach Adenolfi, his name was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Actually, let's dedicate, I'm going to dedicate this to my other harp player. This goes out to Zach Adenolfi.
Cool.
And I give the world to know.
is Moira Kelly live on the harp and singing with it. Let me ask you, who are some of your favorite harpists, like harpists that you listen to that have influenced your work? Just for the audience out there, because it's one of those genres that is not, you know, as famous as it should be, and people who are selecting like the greats to listen to, like who are some of the great harpists out there?
There was a woman from a group called Clannad, and if you have heard of Enya, it's her sister, and she was actually in the group. Enya was in the group Clannad too, because they were all part of the same, they were cousins and stuff like that, and Enya and Moya Ní Brenin were sisters. And I went to see their father's pub over in Donegal, and I walked in, and after all these years of listening to them and like waiting to get to the pub and stuff like that, some dude sitting in the corner playing Cat Stevens, and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, that's too funny. So he has these brilliant daughters, both of them.
But there's a good end to the story, because I went up to the, they call them a publican, so the bartender, go up to him, and I said, so where's the traditional Irish music? Because I came here to like hear it. And I said, you know, I'm living here now, but I mean, it took me a long time to get here. He goes, oh, well, there's this pub called Ben Hudi's. And it's up a ways, but he said, the only way I'll give you the directions to get there is if you take this Englishman out of here. He wanted me to give this English guy a lift, who was kind of chatty. And he's like he's really into Clannad. So he told me a whole bunch of stories. And I went to this place, and he said, you'll find a B&B there too, which was good. So I get there, and the lady was a doll, an older lady. And it turns out she's related to, like, the whole clan of Clannad, and she has all these platinum records on her walls and stuff like that. And it's just this beautiful little home up there in Donegal. And it was so cool. And I got to chat with her. I played the harp for her, and she started singing to me in Irish and stuff. It was really, really awesome. It was lovely. So it was well worth it. And I had a pure blast at the pub that I went to. They didn't stop. I had to leave by 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, don't they close these at like 11 or half 11? And he goes, well, technically in the country. But he says, we just do, you know, they pretty much keep singing till about whenever they just all kind of fall asleep, you know. And it was great. Like, people just were singing and playing all night. It was wonderful. It was awesome. It was so cool.
That does sound great. All right. Cross the West Atlantic.
Oh, the Wild Atlantic.
The Wild Atlantic. The Wild Atlantic.
Yep.
What about the song as a song?
This song is to an ancient Celtic tune, and I heard it in Ireland, sung in Irish, and then a guy named Andy M. Stewart took it and put English words to it and did a beautiful love song with it. But it's not exactly the translation of the Irish one. But they did sing it for me in Irish over there, and people love this old. It's a real sad one, but it's about most of the time people had to leave, and sometimes they came over here and sent money back. Well, most of the time they did, but a lot of times they never went back again. My family never went back again, you know. So it's kind of sad, because like, you have cousins over there and everything. I got to meet them, but like, my father never ever met any of his relatives or anything over there. So, you know, so this is Cross the Wild Atlantic, and I don't know what the Irish title was, but anyway, here it is. Are these mics okay? They're working?
Yep, all okay. Of them. Just any of them like.
Okay. I gotta change key, so I'm putting all the levers down.
Okay.
The levers lift them up a half step, so. Your side.
the morning we parted, how sad the farewell. Our words, they were few, but our thoughts none could tell. And when lost in my vision, far over the brine, I drank your success in a goblet of wine. Times have I crossed in the ship I shall lay, become by the tempest on the silvery bay. And my crew, they are the bravest to handle that oar, and not by the wind they laughed at its roar. And in beauty there is none with this lady can vie. She's as pure as the stars in the blue of the sky. She's as fair as a lily, as sweet as the rose. And there's nothing can tempt me her name to disclose. Drink will I take to lighten my heart. 'Tis the wildest adventures I'll take for my part. No one on earth will I ever upbraid till I cross the Atlantic to be by your side. Of me, even small, my true love, evermore, so coldly forsaken, it's you I adore. And if you'd but return, I'd make you my bride. I would cross the wild Atlantic to be by your side.
This is Moira Kelly live on the harp and singing, and that was Cross the Wild Atlantic. And I have to breeze through a quick announcements. We're going to get back into a lot more live music and chatting some more with Moira Kelly. And by the way, if you're a friend, a fan, or if you're a complete stranger hearing the music for the first time in your car, you're welcome to call in. Say you're enjoying the music. Say hello to Moira live. We're at 603-430-9722. That's 603-430-9722. You can give us a call if you like. This is from our community calendar for September 28th at 2 p.m. The Seacoast Irish Festival, an annual day-long diverse celebration of Irish dance, music, and Celtic culture in New England, will take place at the Rotary Pavilion stage in downtown Dover. That is, again, September 28th. It's going from noon to 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale at seacoastirishfestival.org. The lineup of main stage acts includes Eileen Ivers and Immigrant Soul and the Kevin McCrell Band as headliners of the schedule of Irish musicians and dancers to perform. For more information about the festival, the email address is contactdirector@dovermainstreet.org. Once again, if you have an item of interest you'd like to include in our community calendar, Please visit our website at wscafm.org for guidelines and information, and then email calendar at wscafm.org. All right. And this is from our music calendar. This is an example of live music in the Seacoast area that you can get out and hear. And that just includes, and this is just over, I think I'm just going to do tonight and tomorrow night. So this is just the music that you can hear. Actually, my calendar has been taken over by Hookfest here. Hookfest is over. Where did they hide my calendar? Let's see here. Here we are. So tonight, the 9th, Dolphin Striker has Old School from 9 p.m. to midnight. That's for no cover charge in downtown Portsmouth. Portsmouth Gaslight Company has Dave Girard. He is starting at 7:30 p.m. on the deck. And they also have Sin Night. Not quite sure what that is still, but that is starting at 8 p.m., the pizza pub in downtown Portsmouth. At the press room, we have Nick Gumas. He has gone on at 8 p.m., no cover charge, and that is the press room on Daniel Street in Portsmouth. The Red Door is still hosting their Hush Hush Sweet Harlot series. That is from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., and that is in downtown Portsmouth. Rera Irish Pub has Oren Moore coming in at 7 p.m. right in Market Square in Portsmouth. The Sea Catch has Ray Zirkel. That is already playing now, so he started at the same time as my show, 1 p.m. Dave Girard is coming to the Sea Catch at 6 p.m., and that is out at Hampton Beach. So all of that live music is just tonight, and then tomorrow night we have at the American Legion Post 56 an open mic with Alan Taplin and Wayne from Maine, and that is at 9 Hannaford Drive out in York, Maine. The Blue Mermaid has Honky Tonk Tuesdays, and that is 7 p.m., no cover. 409 The Hill, and that is in Portsmouth. And Bramber Valley Golf Course, their barbecue bar, they have Mike Lewis and Steve Canty from 7 to 10 p.m. tomorrow night. That is out in Greenland. Fury's Public House out in Dover has Tim Terrio and Friends. That is 1 Washington Street in Dover. The Grog has Steven Spungen, a flamenco guitarist in the main bar area, from 8 to 10 p.m. in Newburyport. Portsmouth Gaslight Company has Chris Conahue, 7:30 p.m. out on the deck. The press room tomorrow night has a jazz jam with Larry Garland from 6 to 9 p.m. They have Hoot playing for no cover charge at 9, and they have the Danger Muffins also at 9 on their other floor. And that, again, is at the press room in Portsmouth, Daniel Street. Sea Catch out in Hampton Beach tomorrow night has Leo and Company starting in the afternoon at 1 p.m. Then they have Steve Tolley coming in at 6. Stone Church has their Bluegrass Jam with Dave Talmadge at 9 p.m. to midnight. That is 5 Granite Street in Newmarket. And the Thirsty Moose has their open mic. That is from 8 to 11:30 p.m. right in downtown Portsmouth. So all of this is live local music you can get out and hear and support and enjoy and dance to just tonight and tomorrow night, and just within a 20-minute, half-hour drive from downtown Portsmouth. So don't tell me there's nothing going on. There's a lot going on out there. And here, right here live in my studio, I have Moira Kelly. And we're going to jump into some more live music.
Can I mention something that's going on in Gloucester?
Yeah, music. Yeah, absolutely.
We have a theater there that's a cinema on Main Street. And there's a uke fest going on tonight, ukulele. And nice. Some really awesome players. And then a ukulele flick right after that, a movie right after that. And it's $10 to get in. I think it's $8 for seniors and students. And that's right at the bottom of Main Street. You can go in by 95 to 133. And then once you hit the harbor, take a left and head to downtown and then find Main Street. And it's the cinema on Main Street.
Oh, great. All right. Summer at My Seat. Is this an original?
No.
Okay.
This one is, I heard a guy from Cork over there playing one night. And he was so good. I couldn't believe it, and I got his CDs and had a long chat with him, and he's not known over here, but just one of his songs that he wrote, Summer at My Feet.
Summer at My Feet.
Oh, yeah.
That makes more sense.
Handwriting. Left-handed handwriting.
All right.
the city grow and dark in winter, where April threw her blossoms on the street. I awoke with summer at my feet. Seagulls cry the chorus in our laughter. Waves came filling every footprint.
You're welcome to call in. We are at 603-430-9722. And especially if you're maybe you're a beginning harp player, an advanced harp player, and you just have a question or a comment specific to harp music, because there's not a lot of it on the radio, and I wish there was. And just give us a call. Moira is here live, and we're at 603-430-9722. And I'm looking at this next song here, Beggar Man on the list, and... it says it's, what is that?
It says it's fast, because it, okay. I didn't know, like, if I should do it or not, but it, you don't care what I'm doing here, right?
I trust you.
It's like an a cappella one, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of.
Oh, that and that's what the ACC is.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a cappella,
I thought you meant with that in accordion.
So,
I just wanted to check. Okay.
I wish I had somebody here to do the bowron on it. A bowron is an Irish drum.
Oh, wow.
And it's better with a drum on it, but anyway.
Oh, wow.
So,
I wish I could help you out, but I love my baron.
You can just tap on the mic, just a little bit of tap.
Okay.
I am a little beggar man, a beggar, and I've been number 80 or more in this little Isle of Green. Known from the Liffey down to Segu, and I'm known by the name of old Johnny Doo. While the trade's going, now sure begging is the best stuff, for when a man is tired, he can sit down and rest. Beg for his dinner, he has nothing else to do, only cut around the corner with his old rigadoo. Now,
Went to a barn way down in Carabon. I went and I came on and I slept till the dawn. Holes in the roof and the rain coming through. Rats and the cats, they were playing peekaboo. Now who should awaken but the woman of the house with a white spotted apron and a calico blouse? She began to frighten and I said, "Boo, don't be afraid, ma'am, it's only Johnny Doo." Now, dum da da dee 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 dum da da dee da dee dee la da dee dee dum da da dee dee la da dee dee dum da da dee dee da da dee da dum. Well, it's over the road with me pack on me back. It's over the hill with me great heavy sack. Holes in me shoes and me toes peeking through, singing skinny merry kettle enough for old Johnny Doo. Must be going to bed for it's getting late at night, and the fire's all raked and out goes the light. Now you heard the story of me old rickadoo. It's goodbye and God be with you, says old Johnny Doo. No, da da dee dee dum, da da dee da dee da da dee dum, da da dee da da dee dum, da da dee da da dee da dum, da da dee da da dee dum, da da dee da da dee da dee dum, da da dee da da dee dum, da da
Beautiful. It seems almost, it reminds me of set dance. I can almost see set dancing to my head in it for some reason. It's like the rhythm is unique to Ireland. All right.
Did you ever do dancing?
Yeah. Yep, what I did. Kind? Yeah, all kinds. Pretty much everything. I never did set dancing, though. I have only seen set dancing, but I grew up around everything, and I did a lot of everything. Yeah, yeah. Have you ever done set dancing? Or?
I did step dancing.
Step dancing. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm calling set dancing. Oh, I think I just made up the phrase set dancing out of nowhere. Step dancing, yeah.
Yeah, Irish step. Yeah, yeah, I did it as a little kid for a little while.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Let me ask you, in terms of... in terms of your original songs that you write, do you have a place that you go to, either, you know, outdoors or indoors, or maybe even a space internally you go to when you write music?
Well, I write a lot of poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So it figures I get them all in the car while I'm driving. But it's kind of because I'm in a space where nothing else is distracting me and I'm just driving, so stuff just can free float through my head. So sometimes I carry a notebook next to me. Let this be a warning to you, don't drive near my car, but anyway. Sometimes I'll jot it down while I'm driving. I don't look, and it'll be all sloppy all over the page, but I can usually sort it out later. But as far as writing songs and stuff, I don't write a whole lot of them. When I give lessons, sometimes I write stuff to help my students out, but stuff comes to my head all the time, but I tend not to, I don't always write it down, which is too bad. I like hearing what other people have, so I haven't done too many of my own. You know, I just kind of, I feel like, there's better, you know, and so I just kind of shy away from it a bit, you know, so.
Well, let's hear one original. We have more original on the list there. Can we hear one original that's maybe in the same key that kind of fits in, or? Oh, I've got Beat of My Lover's Heart next, but I don't know.
But that's not definitely original. Not mine.
Okay.
I wish it was. It's really good. Yeah, I could do one, but. Okay. Don't hold it against me. I warned you. It was the one I started on in the beginning there. I'll have to put a mic down, I suppose.
Sure.
Play the guitar. Danced along in the dusty night. It's you that I want to see.
you that I want to be with for life. If I'd had gold for all the times when things didn't work out the way that we hoped they might. The times in bed that are gone, I wouldn't change even one time. Babe, your love means life to me. Into one heart as it's meant to be. You know that I love you still. You know that I always will. We've traveled the road together, you and I, and the fears we had in the beginning, well, they've all been cried. It's you that I want to see. It's you that I want to be with for life.
That was beautiful. I almost cried during that. You wrote that.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
What is that called?
Woven Hearts.
Woven Hearts. I love it. We are live with Moira Kelly. You are still welcome to call in. We're at 603-430-9722, and you can call from Gloucester or anywhere, and I will put you on the radio, but you don't have to have anything earth-shattering to say. You can just say, hi, Moira, and you're loving the music. And so again, it's 603-430-9722. And also, if you're just tuning in and you're loving the music and you want to hear what Moira was playing, you know, a half hour ago, or maybe you'll have to miss the end of the show and you go back to work and you want to know what songs are coming, we are on iTunes. I am on iTunes. It's under A Redhead Spins the Blues, but it scrunched it into one word, so now it's the Airhead Spins the Blues. I just have to like that. Spell A-R-E. And it's also on Podomatic under Kim Sedlock, S-E-D-L-O-C-K. You can also go onto the station website, which is always a fun place to explore because it has a whole bunch of different shows. And you want to go archives and then hourlies. And it is under, obviously, 13 and 14 o'clock because we, for some reason, we have it in military time. But that's at WSCAFM.org. So those are all fun places that you can catch the entire show. And what do you feel like doing, Mara? I have Beat of Lover's Heart, but we can do anything you want here.
I just want to put out there, I was playing this morning, actually, up on at Market Square.
You were?
Yeah, just to kind of get rolling for the morning. And I just wanted to say, the street, when you play in the street, it's like the soul of the world. And I just want to thank all the people that have been... just they've shared their soul with me, either instruments they've played or a little story, or the little kids that dance when I play. And, you know, One little boy was there this morning. He wasn't even quite two yet. And he kept saying, "More sing, more sing, more sing." You know, and it's just, you know, it's amazing to play out there. Some people, it's not for them. But for me, it is just awesome to get to talk to people and find out who they are and, you know, encourage them. Like somebody had a flute sitting at their parents' house today. And I said, "Go for it, man. If you still want to play, play it." So I don't know if you're out there, Peter, but you better get that flute.
There you go. You can call in. Call in and accompany us. Absolutely.
So let's see.
We could do a bold little drummer. I mean, I don't know what keys all these are in, so anything you like. I know I kind of took you out of order a little bit there, but I've got Beat of Lover's Heart, Bold Little Drummer, Go Lassie Go, anything like that. Or Whistling Gypsy is a great name. Just the name is appealing to me, Whistling Gypsy.
Do you want to try that one?
Let's do it. Whistling Gypsy.
That I learned when I was like 3 or 4 years old.
Wow.
A gypsy rover came over a hill, down through a valley so shady. He whistled and sang till the greenwoods rang, deep on the heart of a lady. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, da-day. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo-dee. He whistled and he sang till the greenwoods rang, and he wrung the heart of a lady. She left her father's castle gate, she left her own fine lover, left her servants and state to follow the gypsy rover. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, da-day. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo-dee. He whistled and sang till the greenwoods rang, deep on the heart of a lady. She rather saddled up the fastest steed. He roamed the valleys all over. He sought his daughter at great speed, the whistling gypsy rover. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, da-day. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo-dee. He whistled and he sang till the greenwoods rang, deep on the heart of a lady. "He is not a gypsy, dear father," she said, "he's lord of these lands all over, and I will stay till my dying day my whistling gypsy rover. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, da-day. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo-dee." He whistled and sang till the greenwoods rang, deep on the heart of a lady. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, da-day. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo-dee. He whistled and he sang till the greenwoods rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
I guess there was old legends that a king was tired of looking for a woman that you know, was going to raise his kids and be someone who was, I guess, you know, not appropriate or something. You know, he wanted to find someone who was of good heart and stuff like that. So there's a lot of gypsy themes about a king who goes around and finds, like, a beautiful common woman who's just a lovely, lovely woman. And he chooses her and takes her with him. So there's a lot of really cool songs about that.
Nice.
Some of them are just rogues that drag her out into the... And sometimes it's a rich woman and she goes out with them because, like, she'd rather be under his plaidie, the plaid, you know, under the stars than, you know... And there's this one called Tibby Dunbar that's that one. And they're kind of interesting songs, kind of cool. There's the Scottish festival is coming up very shortly.
Okay, tell us about that. Is that in Gloucester?
It's up here.
Oh, excellent!
It's in Lincoln, as far as I know. That apparently is near Franconia Notch. Does that sound right?
It sounds familiar. I haven't been there myself, but Franconia Notch does sound like a phrase I've heard. Yeah.
So it's the 21st, I believe. So it's that weekend.
Are you playing?
No, I just found out about it.
Oh, okay.
So, a Scottish fellow in Newburyport told me about it. And so I said, boy, I've heard about it before and I've heard that, you know, people really enjoy it and stuff. And they have Scottish food and the dancers and they have the tossing the caber and probably some old haggis around, which is actually like sausage. It's actually not bad, but a lot of people are like, ew, haggis. But
I want to try it. I've not tried it yet.
Yeah, maybe it's an acquired taste. I don't know. I kind of liked it, but.
Well, now in terms of hearing you, when will you be playing out? Whether it's literally outside on the Market Square, or when can people come and see you in Gloucester and where?
I usually play the Dog Bar on the second and fourth Sundays from 5:30 to about 8:30. And the Landing is in Manchester by the Sea, and that's in Massachusetts. And that's the other Sundays that are not the second and fourth.
It's like the first, third, and if there's a fifth.
Yeah, right. And lately, I've just started playing down in Boston at Hennessy's on Sunday earlier in the day, and you can catch that from 11:30 till 2 at Hennessy's right by Faneuil Hall, right by the Government Center in downtown Boston. And
oh,
so
that's a good spot. I've
it
a lot of
is
people.
A cool spot.
Nice. And people
it's
from all
cool
over the world
spot.
Come
yeah.
by.
And,
yeah,
and the players there are so awesome. Mick Reynolds and the other guys. I don't know if it changes out, but, oh, man, they're great.
Yeah.
And
what type of music are they?
It's Celtic stuff.
Yeah.
Because
I've seen everything. I've seen people playing trash can drums there. But yeah, everybody at Faneuil Hall, for some reason, that spot.
It's not at Faneuil Hall. It's like right near the Holocaust sort of.
Okay. So down the block a little bit.
Event thing. Yeah. Yes. That. Yeah. Okay. And so it's like right across the street from that Holocaust glass,
gotcha,
beautiful thing.
Gotcha. And then there are the old pubs, a couple of the old pubs before.
That's
Faneuil
it.
Hall. Okay.
That's it.
That whole street is
great. Yeah, it is. It's a funky, cool street. Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
All right. Let's jump into some more live music with Moira Kelly. And do you want to do Beat of Lover's Heart or something else?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that,
Beat
I like
of
that
Lover's
one.
Heart.
Yeah. I didn't explain before that I didn't say some of the words in Irish, but Eastóir Macrae, that first one means darling of my heart. And in the Lough Tay boat song, it talks about the person's hair, and it says "Nian Rug," which means my love of the red hair.
Oh, wow.
So it's about red hair.
No way.
Yeah, and so that's what those phrases are. And "Beat of the Lover's Heart," I don't think it has anything in Gaelic in it, but anyway, so this is about a guy who has to go away, and it'll explain it.
All right. Finally, some good songs about redheads. At least American songs about blondes. I'm tired of it.
No, there's a lot of stuff about reds in Celtic music.
All right.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Because it's such unusual hair. So let me see. Oh, I got to change key. Sorry, I forgot.
I'll do my tag while you're doing that. It is 2 p.m. on the dot, and you are listening to WSCALP. We are 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. This is Kim Sedlak, and I will be with you for my second hour of A Redhead Spins the Blues with my guest I'm honored to have today, Moira Kelly, on the harp.